We've been starting off, we looked at Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, because during our time of communion meditation, we're reflecting on the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, 3 said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And we discussed how those who realize their spiritual bankruptcy are happy because the kingdom of heaven is for such as them. This week, I want us to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "Blessed those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, if we were to break down this verse, again, blessed, makarios, and we looked at the origin of this word because we see with each one of these Beatitudes, it starts off with blessed, and it can refer to the gods that were referenced as blessed because they had everything in Greek origin, or it could be a reference to an island that is off of Greece, that was Makarios, what we refer to as Cyprus, and how this island was a blessed island because it was a self-sustaining island. So the origin, though up for debate, we do know that it means to be happy, fulfilled, because we see that happiness is found in fulfillment. So happy are those who mourn. What does that mean? Well, the Greek word here, pentheo, means to grieve or to wail, to lament. This word, more often or not, is associated with a dirge. And if you're not familiar with a dirge is, it's something that we associate with funeral events. In fact, we see the behavior of those at this time at an event that would be funeral-like. In fact, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 16 and 17, after the prophet Nathan tells David what is going to happen to his son that he had with Bathsheba, his first son, in 2 Samuel 12, 16 and 17, we see David pleaded with God for the child. He fasted and spent nights lying in sackcloth on the ground. The elders of his household stood beside him to get him up from the ground, but he refused, and he would not eat any food with them. A funeral event. In Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 19, it says, as we see this funeral event for this great city, of course, symbolism here, but yet we see this dirge that takes place. It says here, "And they threw dust on their heads and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city, in which all who had ships at sea became rich from her prosperity, for in 1 hour she has been laid waste." In fact, we even see Jesus himself in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, participate in his own dirge, if you will. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left you desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This word, pentheo, associated with a funeral event. And when one realizes their spiritual bankruptcy, as we saw in verse 3, what they realize is that they are a dead man walking. That, in fact, judgment we see is associated with the second death, or hell. See, we see here that happiness, that those who mourn, this mourner is one who realizes their worthlessness because they have no hope. And so they sing a song of woe at their spiritual loss. But fortunately, it doesn't just end there in verse 4. It explains to us why those who mourn or who lament or wail, why they're comforted. The word here for comfort, paracleo, means to call near, to invite, to invoke. See, there is one who calls them to give them comfort. It is given to them by another. In fact, this is similar to, as we see in Acts, Barnabas was called the son of consolation because he provided comfort for the brethren. We see here that Happy are those who mourn because they will be comforted by another. So what's the connection then with Matthew 5, verse 4, and our time of communion? Well, consider these passages of Scripture. In Isaiah 51, the first part of verse 12, it says, I, even I, am he that comforts you. Who are you that you should not, that you should be afraid of man that shall die? Romans 5:13 says, now the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, we're here because at one point we realized our spiritual depravity and our loss and our hopelessness. But we had one that came to comfort us, to console us, to help us. And we're here because we find refuge and solace in the great comfort that is Jesus Christ. The one who shed his blood so that instead of singing a dirge, lamenting our second death that would await us, hellfire because of the sin, that we don't sing a dirge. In fact, we actually sing a song of hope and a song of praise because we're here to reflect on our comfort. Just take a moment, close your eyes if you'd like, and consider this song of hope that David penned. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup, it runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David here is penning a song of hope because David realized that he had comfort, just as we do, in God, and our comfort we find in the blood of Christ. Let us pray. Mighty Father, God in heaven, we are truly grateful and thankful for this day. That, Lord God, we can be comforted, that we do not sing a song at a funeral event of hopelessness and loss, but we sing a song of praise because, Father God, it's through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are comforted. Through his blood, we have redemption. We are sanctified. And we're so grateful for that. We pray, Father God, that as we consider the happiness that we find in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we do not just keep it to ourselves, but that, Lord God, we go forth and we shine our light so that people will see the hope we have and they'll be drawn to that hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you for this day. And we lift this prayer up to you now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.